Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Defer. Today, we're going to introduce an artist. Actually, I like his work a lot. His name is Marc Chagall.
Marc Chagall.
Yeah, have you ever heard of him, Mike?
Sure, of course. Everyone's heard of Marc Chagall. He's a famous painter from...
Russia.
Where painters come from. That's right. He was actually born in Russia. A lot of people think of him as a French painter.
No, he's in Russia.
Because he spent a lot of his life in France. But you're right. He was originally born in France.
In Russia.
In Russia. But his kind of a modern painter, we would say, wouldn't we?
Right.
Yeah.
So let's learn more about him in our article. Is that all right?
Absolutely.
Reading.
Marc Chagall, artist, poet, dreamer.
Marc Chagall is one of the most important artists of the 20th century. He is known for his great use of light and color.Pablo Picasso once said Chagall is the painter who best understands how to use color. As a creative artist, Chagall not only created numerous paintings, but also made stained glass for buildings and built sets for plays. Chagall's works usually mix the real and the imaginary. The three most common topics in his works are simple Jewish country life,love, and religion. His paintings, like I and the Village, draw upon scenes from the small village of Vitebsk, Russia, where he was born. He showed a deep passion for his homeland. Another source for his art was his wife, Bella. She gave him ideas for paintings about love.He often painted himself and Bella as young lovers flying happily.His religious paintings, however, reflected the terrible wars he lived through. He painted Christ on the cross to mourn people who suffered from wars.
Okay, so who is Marc Chagall? He is an artist, a poet,And a dreamer.
Wow, an artist, a poet, and a dreamer.
Right, that's our title. Marc Chagall, artist, poet, and dreamer. Okay, so artist, A-R-T-I-S-T, artist 就是艺术家。我们可以看到这个字是由 art, 艺术,再加上代表做什么什么事情的人的这个字尾 ,I-S-T 所组成的,所以 artist 就是艺术家。An artist usually indicates someone who is a painter or a sculptor, but we can also say a singer or a dancer is an artist. So Chagall's second identity is a poet. Poet, P-O-E-T, poet, 就是诗人 like 李白、杜甫 or Lord Byron, Robert Frost. And Chagall still have another identity. He is a dreamer.Dreamer, D-R-E-A-M-E-R, dreamer, 就是梦想家。他的 dreamer 这个字呢是用 dream, D-R-E-A-M, 也就是梦想再加上另外一个同样也是代表做什么什么事情的人的字尾 E-R 组成的。所以 dreamer 就是梦想家的意思。
Alright, the article tells us Marc Chagall is one of the most important artists of the 20th century. So he really was very famous and also important.That kind of means that his art, his paintings, made a lot of other artists pay attention and maybe change their style a little bit. So he's very important in the history of art in the 20th century. Of course, when we say the 20th century, we mean the 1900s. So the 20th century ended about 13 years ago. So these are, you know, the 1900s, 1920, 1940, when we say dates like that.That's what we mean by the 20th century.
Okay, so Marc Chagall is one of the most important artists of the 20th century. 这个 one of 再加上最高级形容词再加上名词的句型，就表示什么人或者是什么东西是最怎么怎么样的其中之一。那这个句型呢，其实是一种客观的事实描述。怎么讲呢？例如说，如果我说 Eric is one of the most talented artists in town。Eric 他是镇上最有才华的艺术家之一。那这个句子呢，是在客观的描述说，他非常有才华。但是啊，如果我说 Eric is the most talented artist in town， Eric 是镇上最有才华的艺术家。那这个时候呢，就是我主观的认定说，他比所有其他人都还要好。那么我们要注意一下哦，这个 one of 加上最高级形容词，再加上名词。它这样的一个句型呢，它的名词一定要是复数的名词。为什么呢？因为我们一定是在一个群体之中做出比较，所以才会知道它是最怎么怎么样的其中之一，对不对？
He is known for his great use of light and color. All right, well, yes, if you're a painter, these are the things that painters want to put in their paintings. Light and color. Of course, color we already understand. Even young kids drawing will usepencils of different colors, right? Blue, green, red. Light is kind of using lightness and dark, so using things like shadow, making the sun on the water look very realistic, just like it does in real life or something like that. So he was very good at doing this and balancing all the different things that artists have to think about. He was so good at it that some of the other great artists once said,He was the best. It says Pablo Picasso.
Wow.
Yeah, once said Chagall is the painter who best understands how to use color. So that's pretty impressive because Pablo Picasso...
He is also a very famous and talented artist. And I heard that he's very proud.
I'd say that he was very proud. I'd say he's even more famous than Chagall. But he was saying Chagall was actually better than he was at color...using color in his paintings. That's pretty amazing. It continues and says, as a creative artist, Chagall not only created numerous paintings, but also made stained glass for buildings and built sets for plays. So he was a very creative guy. He liked to come up with new things, not just new paintings. Of course, he did numerous paintings. The word numerous means many.There's a big number. There's a lot of them. You could actually say he created many paintings or he created a lot of paintings. Numerous just means a large number, more than one or two, maybe 10, 20, 30, something like that. So he was very busy as a painter, but also made stained glass for buildings and other things. Let's pause there. Stained glass is something that artists will use when they want to sort of make a picture, but not use paint or pencils.
They use glass.
They use glass, but it's colored glass. That's right. A great place to see stained glass is in a church. Churches often have stained glass windows, often at the east end of the church. And a set is basically where the actors will act in a play. So the actors are standing there. And if you look behind the actors, if you see a play, there might be, you know, buildings painted there or a forest. Of course, it's not a real forest. Someone's had to paint this and design it out of wood or something. But that's what we mean when we say a set for a play or a movie.Is the thing that the actors stand in front of.
Alright, 我们看到课文中说 Chagall is a creative artist.、Mm-hmm. 这个 creative, C-R-E-A-T-I-V-E, creative 就是有创造力的、有创意的这样的意思哦。那我不知道你会不会觉得，这个字看起来跟 create 长得有点像。没错 ，creative 它是 create 形容词的形式 ，create C-R-E-A-T-E, create 本身就是创造、创作的意思。那么 creative 就是有创造力的、有创意的这样子的意思。So what Chagall created are numerous paintings.Numerous 跟 number 数字这个字长得很像，所以啊 ，numerous 你猜到了吗？它其实就是无数的、数量很多的这样子的意思哦。And Chagall also created stained glass. Stained glass 刚才 Mike 老师有介绍到，它就是彩绘玻璃的意思。
Okay, Chagall's works usually mix the real and the imaginary. All right, to mix something is to take two things that are different, that are separate, that aren't the same or aren't part of each other, and to put them together so that they become part of each other. A great way to think about this is to think about coffee. Sometimes people will have, you know, black coffee, and then they put in some milk, and then you get a spoon and you turn it around in a circle. That mixes the milk and the coffee so that they become one thing. So his paintings would have real things like real places or real people, but then also imaginary. So he could have a person, but behind the person or next to the person are flying angels or sort of monsters or something like that. So there's a real thing and imaginary. Imaginary comes from your imagination. It's not real.
Okay, mix, M-I-X, mix, 就是混合的意思。Chagall's works usually mix the real and the imaginary. 这边的 imaginary and the real, 它是一个定冠词的加上形容词的用法。定冠词的加上形容词呢可以等于是抽象名词。所以说 real, 它这个形容词的意思是真实的、现实的。那么 the real 就等于 reality, 就是真实、现实。那么 imaginary 是幻想的、虚构的。The imaginary 就等于是 imagination, 也就是你的幻想、你的想象。So what did Chagall like to draw?
Well, the article tells us the three most common topics in his works are simple Jewish country life, love, and religion. Oh, those are some pretty interesting topics he covered there. Of course, religion is what we talk about when we talk about gods and people going to church or temple and the different things that they believe. Some religions you might know are Christian, Buddhist, Taoist, Muslim, that kind of thing. That's what we talk about with religion. He was Jewish. That's a religion from sort of the Middle East, from the country of Israel now. But of course, there are Jewish people all over the world, and many Jewish people at that time lived in countries like Russia and Poland and Europe.
Okay, religion, R-E-L-I-G-I-O-N, religion, 就是宗教的意思。So, can you give us some examples of Chagall's paintings?
Sure, his paintings like I and the Village draw upon scenes from the small village of Vitebsk, Russia, where he was born. He showed a deep passion for his homeland. All right, so he really loved his homeland, that's Russia, the country he's from. So some of his paintings draw upon scenes. To draw upon scenes basically means to take things or to borrow things. So he grew up in these towns, and many years later when he was a man, he would remember back and remember, oh, I remember the church in the town and it looked like this. And he would use those ideas. He would draw on those ideas from when he was young to put them into his paintings. And draw upon is our shortcut for you, so let's take a short break.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, I have some great news.
What happened?
I joined the basketball team.
That's great. I didn't know you play basketball.
I haven't played in a while. I just need to draw upon my experiences when I played as a child.
How can you draw a picture on how to play basketball?
No. To draw upon something means to use something in a beneficial way.
I see. Draw upon means 利用、引用。I think drawing upon your childhood experiences is a great idea, but it's not enough?
Probably not.
Maybe you should draw upon other players' experiences as well.
True. And I'll draw upon my many hours spent watching basketball on TV.
Alright, that was our shortcut for you, draw upon. And it's easy to imagine what Chagall would depict in paintings about his homeland, but what would he present in paintings about love?
It's a little bit harder to paint love than it is to paint your homeland. It says another source for his art was his wife, Bella. She gave him ideas for paintings about love. Okay, so this is another source. Where something comes from is a source. So an artist, well, their source is their life, right? They meet people, they do things, then they use those memories to make art, to write a story, to write a song, to do a painting. That's where it comes from. That's the source of the ideas. And he loved his wife very much. He often painted himself and Bella as young lovers flying happily.
How romantic.
That's very nice.
Okay, Chagall must love his wife deeply as she is the source for his paintings about love.
Yeah.
Source, S-O-U-R-C-E, source 就是根源或者是来源的意思。So what about the last topic, religion?
His religious paintings, however, reflected the terrible wars he lived through.
Oh.
He painted Christ on the cross to mourn people who suffered from wars. All right, well, yes, the 20th century saw a lot of wars and fighting in Europe.
World War I and World War II.
That's right. And so his religious paintings, his paintings about God and the church, it reflected the terrible wars. To reflect something is basically to show it back in the same way. When you look in a mirror to see your hair in the morning, for example, the light gets reflected. It goes off the mirror and back towards you. So in this way, he's sort of taking what he lived through and using that in his paintings to show the things that he lived through, just like a mirror will show your own face. He painted Christ on the cross, a very important sort of idea from the Christian religion, to mourn people. To mourn is basically to be very sad because someone has died or something bad has happened. So he wanted to remember all of the millions of people who died in these wars.
Okay, 这个 reflect, R-E-F-L-E-C-T, reflect, 就是反射、反映或者是呈现这样子的意思。Okay, so his religious paintings reflected the wars he lived through. Religious, R-E-L-I-G-I-O-U-S, religious, 就是宗教的跟宗教有关的。那你有没有发现它跟我们刚刚学到另外一个单字就是 religion, 很像。没错 ,religious 就是 religion 的形容词的形式。
Okay, we'll be back with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Alright, well here's a great question. It says, if you were an artist like Marc Chagall, what kind of art would you make and why?
Oh wow, this is a difficult question. If I were an artist, I'll probably create something humorous.Something that will make people laugh and relax, like comics, maybe. What about you, Mike? I know you play in a band. Do you write songs?
Yeah, sure. We all write songs together. You know, the songs are, well, we write songs so that people enjoy them, so that people will dance and have a good time. But, of course, you also have to do art about some of the difficult things, like Marc Chagall, right? Life is not all about laughing and being happy. Sometimes it's sad, you know, great sad songs, or sometimes life is scary. A lot of people use art to talk about many different parts of their lives, so it's a great way to get your feelings out. So what about you guys? If you were artists, what kind of art would you make? And hey, go do it. Marc Chagall, artist, poet, dreamer.
Marc Chagall is one of the most important artists of the 20th century. He is known for his great use of light and color. Pablo Picasso once said Chagall is the painter who best understands how to use color. As a creative artist, Chagall not only created numerous paintings, but also made stained glass for buildings and built sets for plays.Chagall's works usually mix the real and the imaginary. The three most common topics in his works are simple Jewish country life, love, and religion. His paintings like I and the Village draw upon scenes from the small village of Vitebsk, Russia, where he was born. He showed a deep passion for his homeland. Another source for his art was his wife, Bella. She gave him ideas for paintings about love. He often painted himself and Bella as young lovers flying happily. His religious paintings, however, reflected the terrible wars he lived through. He painted Christ on the cross to mourn people who suffered from wars. Vocabulary Review.
Numerous. Bookstores have numerous books for shoppers to choose from. Mix. The chef mixed two different sauces together to create a new taste. Religion. Islam is the major religion in the Middle East. Source. The mountain spring is the source of this village's drinking water. Reflect. A song's words usually reflect the feelings of the person who wrote them.